You're listening to Soul Growth with me, Jade Stoner. Here we go beyond performance and surface level success and return to your true source of power, you. When you come home to yourself, when you allow your soul to lead, you access a depth of peace, safety, and self-trust that success alone was never meant to fulfill, without losing your edge, ambition, or vision. You get to live a life that feels as eternally rich as it looks outwardly impressive, and it begins within you. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Soul Growth, where I'm getting into decluttering and having a clear out of your physical spaces. I share a lot about clearing up your inner game, you know, your mental, emotional, and energetic spaces. And today is all about focusing on your outer game, because it's all connected and each area of your life affects the other. So your inner game affects your outer game and your outer game affects your inner game. And to make that even simpler, how you feel about yourself internally is what shows up in your external environment, and your home is no different. So having a cluttered space like your home or your office, for example, may seem to be logically explained with things like you haven't got around to having a clear out because you don't have enough time, or because your kids have too much stuff, or because insert your own reason. But actually, if you dig a little deeper, it's about so much more than what's on the surface. In my experience, the problem that presents itself is never actually the problem. And in regards to clutter, when you do dig deeper, you'll see that it's a physical representation of a mental or emotional struggle or an unhealed experience. So if you're holding onto a lot of stuff and you have a lot of resistance around letting it go and having a clear out, it's very likely got something to do with control. So wanting to have a hand in what stays in your life because of some past hurt where you didn't have control over what left your life or how the person or thing left your life. There's a part of you that is hurt, scared, and wants to hold on to everything so you don't have to relive the pain of being abandoned again or of having something taken away from you. And there's obviously a lot more depth around that, but I just want to give you this brief understanding to help you start connecting the dots more. And if you've ever watched one of those programs about hoarders or one of those homes that are beyond dirty, what they later show you is that that person had some kind of trauma in their past, and not dealing with it has real life into extreme hoarding and or extreme uncleansy homes. I don't actually think uncleansy is a word, but I trust you get what I'm putting down here. It's a way of guarding and protecting themselves. It's a way of functioning for them because they haven't dealt with the underlying issue. Again, the presenting problem, the dirt and the clutter, is never actually the problem. It's the symptom of something deeper. And some of the biggest educational institutes in the world, like Princeton and UCLA, have done a lot of research around this, and they have found that clutter can contribute to stress and cause lower productivity, insomnia, weight gain, and depression. Go figure. So I share all of this to demonstrate the link between the mental and the physical worlds. And whilst I doubt that you're living in squalor, you very likely have a space that is in need of decluttering, whether it's one room or more, a drawer, a cupboard, the boot of your car, your office, your kids' playroom, or anywhere else that is coming to mind for you. This is your sign to declutter your life and free your mind. There is a freedom in having a clear out and a good tidy and clean, and it positively impacts your mind, leaving it clearer so that you can think more clearly and better connect with your intuition, because you're not going to be so distracted by all of the junk around you, big and small, and you'll more effortlessly be able to receive the guidance you need to realize your soul's desires. I love that this episode is beautifully aligned with this year coming to an end, because it's a great time to get clearing out the shit that you don't want or need to take into the new year. And whilst this is powerful, no matter what time of the year you're listening to this and you have a clear out, there does feel like just that little bit of extra magic with the changing of the year. So harness that and tap into it. As you know, everything is energy, and everything has its own energetic frequency too, which means that everything vibrates at a certain speed and frequency. And that either adds to your individual vibration, raising it up, or it pulls it down. That's why you can walk into certain environments and spend time with certain people and feel energized. And on the flip side, there are environments you spend time in and people that you spend time around, and you end up feeling depleted and drained. Now, you've probably maybe not made the energetic link before, and you probably just put it down to some logical things like needing to get more sleep or something like that. But this energy stuff is real, and energy doesn't lie. So if you haven't already started paying attention, start now and start with getting your personal environments on point. The goal here with decluttering is to get rid of the old stuck energy that accumulates when you have too much stuff that you're not using, and you want to get the energy flowing again so that you can make the space to bring in what you're calling into your life. Now, I'm a visual thinker, a visual learner, and I love a good analogy. So imagine this. If your home, your office, your car, or wherever was a river, the clutter and the mess around you is like rubbish and boulders and stones and rocks and all of that kind of stuff being thrown into the river and actually affecting how the river flows. And in extreme cases, it would build a dam and cut you off from the flow of life. So the moral of the story here is to get clearing. So be real. What space in your life has come to mind as I've been talking? Because that's where you need to start. And if it's your whole house, breathe. Just breathe is your first step. And then pick one space and start there. Because if you start to overwhelm yourself, what's going to happen is that the protective parts of who you are going to kick in, and you'll probably end up doing nothing. And then you're going to get frustrated with yourself. And that's not the goal here. So just pick one space, one room, and start there. And then you can move on to the next. You know, it's that old saying, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So if it is your whole house that needs doing, start with one room, then move on to the next. And before you know it, the whole house will be a haven. If somewhere hasn't come to mind for you and you think you're good, this is still worth doing. There have been a few times over the years when I've done some kind of personal development course, or I've read a book, or even watched a TV program, and clearing out has been on the agenda because it's a great way of clearing energy. And I thought to myself, I don't have anything to declutter. And then before I know it, I'll find myself with bags of stuff to bin and more to donate. And sometimes what that's looked like is just reworking a space and, you know, a bit of rearranging. And after I've done that, I find that the space is better utilized, more organized. And I wonder, what the hell was I doing with my life before I rearranged this space that now works so wonderfully? So be open. This process will look different for you than it will to the next person, and that's okay. So I've decluttered multiple times over the years, so I've picked up a few hints, tips, tricks, and whatnot along the way to help you start thinking about what it is that you need to do and how to get the ball rolling. So your wardrobe, clothes, shoes, accessories. Get rid of anything you don't love, is too small, too big, or ill-fitting in any other way. Anything damaged, get it repaired or get rid. Get in your cupboards, get in your drawers. Same rules apply there too. And if your undies are sad, whether you're in a relationship or not, do yourself and everyone else a favor. Get rid of them. You are made for more. Kids' rooms, play areas, notorious areas where clutter can accumulate. Get rid of any unused and broken toys, and set aside any clothing or footwear that's too small, stained, or you just don't like. And then later on, you can decide what you want to sell, what you want to donate, and what just needs to straight up go in the bin. Bathroom, clear out the cupboards, throw out the bottles with just a tiny bit of product left, you know, the half-used soap bars and any other crap in there. Kitchen, get rid of the pans that don't have lids or you don't use them. Replace the chipped dinnerware. Clear out the junk drawer. You know the one I'm talking about. We all have one. Go through the pantry and the cupboards. Bin all the out-of-date stuff. And if you've got any unopened packets, you know, where you've tried something, you didn't like it, and now it's just chilling in your cupboard, you're not going to eat it. You don't need to eat it. And you keeping it is not going to help the starving children of the world. Bin it. And for the love of all things, sort out your Tupperware. You know, those plastic containers that we keep for the leftover dinners? Yeah. Bin the ones that have no lids. I promise you, you will survive without them. Office spaces. Bin all the old papers, get organised and have a good old tidy. Clean your car. That's also a space, one of your spaces. And I know that for some people, it's also another space where clutter accumulates. Hello, boot. Get rid of the rubbish and give it a hoover too. Or better yet, take it to the car valet and use the time to do something more productive, even if that looks like having 10 minutes for yourself. Get in the shed and the garage and clear those out too. These spaces are also a part of your home and the energy rules apply there too. Organisation and storage containers are your friend. Just watch the home edit if you don't believe me. It will change your outlook on how you do areas of your home that you didn't really think matter because they do. And it's worth noting that you can hire people to either help you do all of this or actually do it all for you. I've personally not used one of those services, but I do know they exist and maybe one day I will use them. But over the years, I have done it myself. And when I've got over the rubbishy thoughts like I can't be bothered, it will take too long, and I've actually just got stuck in, I've found it to be really empowering and freeing. Therapeutic, actually. And I like to put in my AirPods, turn up the volume and get lost in my music. So then my mind isn't so focused on all the efforting I'm doing. And for an added energy pick-me-up, I do like to sing my heart out. You know, I love my music and I love to have a good sing. So doing all of that just makes the whole process seem so much quicker, so much more fun. And I recommend you to do the same. Make it feel good, make it fun, because this isn't supposed to be soul sucking. Like I said, it might feel like it at first, but you'll be so glad that you did it after. So what to do with all of the stuff that you find that you no longer need? So over the years, I've binned what needed to be binned. I've sold stuff online. I've given stuff away to friends and family, and I've donated a lot of my stuff to charities that are meaningful to me. Nowadays, I don't have as much to get rid of because Jaden isn't growing as fast as he used to, and I buy my clothes and things for my home a lot more mindfully, which means that I don't just buy things for the sake of it or buy the first thing that I see. I only buy things I really love, so I'm less inclined to throw them out. And after having done a lot of decluttering over the years, I've started to see patterns, and I've learned that if you buy cheap, you usually buy twice or more times even with some things. And funny story, when I was preparing this episode last night, actually, I was cooking dinner. Well, I prepared the episode and then did dinner, and I dropped a saucepan. And as I went to pick it up, I saw that the handle had broken off, and I just laughed and I thought, yep, see, buy cheap, buy twice. Only this is at least the third set of saucepans that I've bought in 10 years. So an upgrade on the saucepans, better quality, is definitely on the agenda for next year. So overall, though, I am much more mindful to buy higher quality items now, and that has been a process for me. So start where you are, and if you need to buy new stuff, you know, what's your next level? It's not necessarily the ultimate dreamboat items, you know, you're working your way there, but what's the next step along the way? So I used to buy a lot from a budget store called The Range. I used to love The Range, and I still do buy the odd bit here and there if I'm passing and it feels good to go in and take a look around. But I'm more likely to buy something from Next, which is where I buy a lot of my stuff from for my home now. And I'm also loving Dunelm recently. And neither of these are a Hills or a Selfridges home department, but they were my next level while I worked my way up to Selfridges and other high-end home brands that I desire to experience. So again, thinking about the higher quality, better things, buy cheap, buy twice, you know, what's your next level up for you? So some other tips that I've learned over the years to help you elevate your space and change the whole vibe and energy of your home. Get any stains out of the carpets, clean the walls, stick the wallpaper edges back down. I've got wallpaper in my house that was done years ago and some of the edges were coming up recently and I stuck them back down. It's so much more pleasing than looking at the wallpaper peeling up and being irritated by it. You know, they're all small things, cleaning the walls, sticking the wallpaper edges back down. And if you have these in your home, they're things that somewhere along the line you've got used to and you probably think don't bother you anymore. But some part of you is bothered by them. It's like the humming fridge that over time you don't hear anymore. But when you do consciously tune in, you can hear it humming and it's annoying AF. And all the unfinished bits in your home, they have the same effect on you energetically. They're like minor energy leaks. So another example, when I moved into my house, there was a hole in my wall which had been made to feed a wire through from one room to another. And it annoyed the hell out of me for ages. And then I let it go. I forgot about it because, well, there's more important things in life, right? And then years later, I got it filled in along with having some other outstanding bits done around the house. And I can't tell you how much peace that it gave me. Peace that I didn't even realize that I needed. So all of these small unfinished things, a chip here, a hole there, a stain there that you think don't matter, they do. It's just somewhere along the line, you've got used to it, you've settled for it. And this is your wake up call to remind you that you don't have to live like that. You get to have more and experience more. So get them sorted. Another tip, make sure the area around your front door is tidy and organized, whether that's a porch, a hallway, or an entrance hall. And I learned this from feng shui. I don't know a whole heap about it. I know enough. And feng shui, in a nutshell, is all about energy within a physical space and how it flows. And according to feng shui, having clutter and mess around your front door area can actually have a negative impact on your money flow. You know, I said to you earlier, it's all connected. And this just highlights again that it's connected in a different way. So if money is something you're working on, get that area by your front door sorted and make sure your windows are clean too. Dirty windows apparently also affect the flow of money into your life. Wash your curtains, get the windows open, let the fresh air in, let that new fresh energy into your home. You know, that's an energy cleanse in and of itself. Get some plants, some real plants, not the plastic ones, real plants, because they transform both the look and feel of a space. And they're also really great for filling up areas that maybe an item of furniture doesn't quite fit in, like the corner of a room, you know, where it's bare and it looks a bit plain and sad and lonely. Put a plant there. It changes the whole game. Create a mood with lighting and scent. So in the winter months, I love to have a lamp on. It makes it feel all warm and cozy, or, you know, turn the dimmer down low. Get a candle on, that's light, also scent. And just really create a space that makes you feel good. Get some fresh flowers. And another great tip, and you've heard me share about Florida water before, just Google it. You can find it online. It's very easy to source. And just get one of those spray bottles, pour in some Florida water, add some tap water, and then just spritz that throughout your home and your car and your office and whatever other spaces you have. And what Florida water does, is cleanse the energy in a space. And it's been used by shamans and energy healers for years because it's known to clear these energies. So it's really great to do after you've had a clear out, and your home will not only feel lighter, but it'll also smell great too. So the whole purpose of this, the whole purpose of decluttering, as well as, you know, freeing your mind, is about creating inspiring spaces and environments and places that will support you on your soul growth journey. I want you to have spaces where you want to spend time and that make you feel calm and relaxed and just really good. And you want your spaces to be a reflection of not just who you are, but even more importantly, who you are becoming. You know, when you do that, you're not only sending a signal to yourself, reminding yourself of who you are, who you're becoming, and what you want to create in your life, but you're also affirming to the universe, this is the level that I'm ready for. This is what I want to create in all areas of my life. You know, this and something better. If you find yourself wanting to hold on to stuff and there's a lot of resistance to decluttering, then it's very likely an indicator that there's actually some deeper stuff going on that you need to get a handle on. So it's nothing to judge yourself about. It's nothing to get down about. It's just an awareness of, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what's there. And then you can journal or meditate on that and get your answers and then figure out your steps to take to heal that. Remember that your external environment is a reflection of your inner world. As above, so below. As within, so without. It's all energy. And as Carl Gray said, clear the physical clutter and you will clear the psychic clutter. It's all connected. So if you're feeling funky, if you've been feeling a bit heavy recently, a bit blah, look around at your space. Look around at the space that you're in right now. And not just what you can see on the surface, but also look at what you've hidden behind the cupboards and the drawers too. Because even though your eyes can't see it, your energy is tapped into all of that. So what do you need to let go of, and how can you make the space flow better? I want you to end 2022 strong and start 2023 clear and organized and really ready to create your best year yet with a clear mind, because that is what you deserve. So that's all for today's episode. Share your favorite bits with me on social at I Am Jade Stoner and use the hashtag Soul Growth Podcast. And until next time, I'm out. Big love. Mwah. Thank you for joining me on Soul Growth. There's something in this episode that was meant for you to hear. Whatever it activated within you, trust it, act on it. And remember, it's all soul growth.